Ultimately, we're all dead men. Sadly, we cannot choose how, but we can decide how we meet that end. In order that we are remembered as men.
Today I bring you the nightmare that is freaking Space Marines for Kill Team. Okay, do a logical way to do this. I'm going to go over old book first, then cover new book. But some of the new book has stuff that you can cover and your old stuff still. So, screw it. I'm going to start off. We got chapter tactics. Subfactions for models with Adeptus Astartes faction keyword are called chapters, and their subfaction abilities are called chapter tactics. If your kill team is Battleforged and his model and your kill team are drawn from the same chapter, models in the kill team can gain the chapter tactic described below, and you can use chapter tactic. So I'm gonna go through chapter tactics. First up, we got Dark Angels with Grim Resolve. This allows you to reroll rolls of ones for shooting attacks made against any model in your kill team, including even when firing in Overwatch. But you can't have moved this battle round. In addition, you can reroll the dice to determine whether or not your kill team is broken in the morale phase as well. So it's pretty handy. White Scars have the Lightning Assault. When a model on your kill team advances, add an additional 2 inches to the distance it can move. In addition, if the model on your kill team starts its movement phase within 1 inch of an enemy model, but when you pick it to move, there are no enemy models within 1 inch, that model may take a charge attempt instead of falling back or remaining stationary. I gotta get a little bit. Okay. Space Wolves. Hunters Unleashed. In any battle round which the model and your kill team charge, was charged, or made a pile-in move granted by the heroic intervention, commander tactic, add 1 to the hit rolls for the attacks made by that model in the fight phase. In addition, you can use the heroic intervention commander tactic if there are enemy models within 6 rather than 3. Your commander. And then when you do so, you can make the pile-in move up to 6 inches rather than 3. Not too bad. We have Blood Angel. Oh, Imperial Fist. I was going to skip them. Basically, what this does, you don't suffer. It's the Siege Masters. You don't suffer the penalty to injury rules for the target of their attacks being obscured within 1 inch of a model or a piece of terrain that's between the two models. Nice. Simple. Bam. There it is. Blood Angels, the Red Thirst. In any battle round in which a model in your kill team was charged, or made a pile-in move granted by the heroic intervention tactic, add +1 to wound rolls for attacks made by the character in the fight phase. So, a little bit different than Space Wolves. Next up, we have Iron Hands. The Flesh is Weak. Roll the dice each time a model in your kill team loses a wound. On a 6+, the damage is ignored and the model does not lose that wound. If a model already has a similar ability, choose which one applies and reroll ones when making this result. So that's nifty. I mean, it's like the Bionic Save for the Skitarii, which for some odd reason I make it a lot. We got the Ultramarines Codex Discipline. Okay, this is you, to make fun of them, but you're going to add leadership, 1 to the leadership characteristic of all models in your kill team. In addition, models in your kill team can still shoot in battle rounds, which they retreated or fell back. But if they do, so a 6 is always required for a successful hit roll, irrespective of the fighting models, ballistic, or any modifiers. That got wordy. We have Salamanders, Master Artisans. Reroll a single failed hit roll with a single fail. You can reroll a single failed hit roll and a single failed wound roll each phase. There you go. I'm gonna come back to Raven Master, Raven Guard. I want to go to him in a minute. Black Templar. This is really something. Righteous Zeal. You can reroll charge rolls for this model on your kill team. Way to go, Black Templars. You got the shortest, chapter tactic. But anyway, Raven Guard. Reason I want to wait for this, I do it last, is I did up a kill team of Reavers. And I painted them up, maybe like Night Lords. And in this book is they have Legion traits, but I don't want to run one wound Marines the best I can, so I'm going to just run them as Raven Guard and shiny blue armor with lightning bolts. And this allows your models in your kill team that are considered to be obscure to enemy models that target them if they are more than 12 inches away from these models. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I like that one. Alrighty. Now let's go back over. I know everyone's probably got a good look at these, the tactics for Space Marines already. I'll just read through them. Death of Traitors, you get bonuses against the Heretic Astartes. Armor Contempt, when you suffer a mortal wound, roll a d6. You ignore it at 5+. Markful Masterful Markmanship. Use this tactic's shooting phase. Choose an intercessor. Okay, now this is what I think is funny. Choose an intercessor for this one. And to the end of that phase, you can add one to wound rolls. Honor of the Chapter. Use this tactic at the end of fight phase. Pick a model from your kill team. The model can immediately fight an additional time. Now, we have Hellfire Shells. Use this tactic when your model and your kill team shoots with a heavy bolter. You can make a single roll for that weapon in this phase. If it hits, the target suffers D3 mortal wounds instead of its normal damage. And Shock and Awe. Use this tactic when you declare a Reaver from your kill team that would attempt to charge. Before any Overwatch attacks are made, you can make a single shooting attack just like this model's Shock Grenades. Okay, anyway, you can make a single shooting attack using this model's shock grenade against a single target. If the attack's successful, the target may not fire Overwatch this phase in addition to normal effects of the grenade. So, I mean, here we are. That's the reason I want to put that out there. Is the primaries are getting love. Getting lots of love. But we'll go through the Space Marines, what we got. We got Scouts. Okay, now that was fun, wasn't it? Let's see. On your Space Marines that you have choices from have the same exact stats outside of save. So it's kind of boring. Scouts can take the different things. I mean, they're scouts. You got camo cloaks, sniper rifles. Take a camo cloak and a missile launcher. That's a good one. Tactical Marines, we all know what they are. Then we go to the Reavers. These, I guess, are scoutish type Primaris Marines, which are way better than Scouts. Now, granted, the Primaris doesn't have a lot of the weaponry and extra stuff that that the Space Marine counterpart has, but sometimes you just can overlook that and pick the cooler looking model that's bigger and making your regular Space Marines look like daycare children. Anyway, these guys have the everything Space Marine has transhuman physiology, so they're ignoring the first flesh wound on any roll and stuff like that. They have no fear, so they can reroll nerve tests. These guys have grapple launchers and grav shoots. They're terror troops. Any models must subtract one from their leadership if there's any within 3 inches of a Reaver or a Reaver Sergeant models. That's why I want to do the blood. Not the what the hell. But anyway, you know, the. The guys I said, working on stealth and stuff like that. Anyway, as intercessors, that's your foot slogger. Stats are all the same on both. These guys will be able to take your stalker bolt rifle, auxiliary grenade launchers. It's not too bad. Now that's about it. That's a bit of your choice for the first book. We have a scout, tactical marine, reaver, intercessor. Okay, now out of your choices there, You can play them as Deathwatch. Remember that. You know, you just buy the... I was like, who cares? They're really good as is. And I hear a lot of people say, hey, I wish my Frag Cannon guy could be a primary. I was like, shut the hell up. I hate the Frag Cannon. I say it's too overpowered. Oh, well. So, choices for the first book aren't groundbreaking at all. A lot of gear that you can pull up, so that's the one thing the Space Marines are going to shine above a lot of the other chapters, I mean, other enemies in these books, is they have a lot of stuff to choose from. Now, I mean, this isn't counting, I'm not going through the cards that came with the Reaver box set for Space Wolves, which I really like those. And but they have different cards in there too that are exclusively just for Reavers, and you get, when you buy those train sets and or those little command packs, you get extra stuff. And I really don't know why anyone would, if you wanted to play Reavers and you're so happy to want to play Space Wolves, or let's say you don't even want Reaver, you don't even want Reavers, but you know you can use or trade them off for what you do need for Space Wolves, you still have the tactic cards and tokens and all that stuff. But anyway, we got Graph Shoot Descent. For one command point, use this tactic at the end of a moves phase. Choose up to three models that are a combination of Graph Shoot, and or Reaver models in your kill team that were set up in reserves, and set them up anywhere in the battlefield that's more than 5 inches away from enemy models. Did everyone hear that? Jump packs. Now, this book gives some Primaris love. And I'm upset they didn't give all the Primaris love, because I would like to see Hellblasters in there instead of using Hellblasters for my Blood Angels right now, just as Tac Marines with plasma guns. And I have to, anyway, the little flight pack guy, he's something I want. I want to paint him up fast attack. The one in here is, we'll get to it. We have Jump Pack Assault for one command point. Use this tactic at the end of the move phase. Choose up to three jump pack models from your kill team that were set up in reserve, and set them anywhere in the battlefield that's more than 5 inches. Any models? That is just the damn same thing, isn't it? Ships three models. Oh, that's just exclusively jump pack models. We got Angel of Death. Model adds plus one to its characteristic if it charged. We got the Deathwatch tactic. Use this tactic at the end of the movement phase. Choose up to three Terminators. Model from your kill team. That were set up in reserves and set up anywhere else within 5 inches away. I'll get to it when I do Terminators. I'm a little stressed with I'm not stressed. I don't know if I'm whining or I have a valid point. I'll get to it in a minute. Smoke grenades. Use this tactic at the beginning of shooting phase. Choose infiltrator or suppressor sergeant from your kill team that isn't shaken. This model cannot make shooting attacks this phase, but until the end of the phase, all models within 3 inches are considered to be obscured to models that target them from shooting attacks. I don't know if it kills giving up a shot, but definitely if you got some eliminators, and we will go there. I know that says infiltrator, choose an infiltrator, or maybe they're called infiltrators. Yeah, I think they are. Anyway, and we got Death Denied. Two command points. When this model takes out action, the model suffers a flesh wound instead. Nice and simple. Now, there's a nice combination of characters and troops for the Space Marines. I don't know, when I go over to, I'll probably go over, maybe next time, the scenarios, so we can read into a little bit more. I don't know. But anyway, you got a captain in Phobos armor. He ranges from 81 points to 146. Why do you need a character that is 1.5 times more than your kill team? I don't know. But you got him, you're going to go 1 to level 4. We have a lieutenant in Phobos armor, 51 to 106. Same thing here, they come each with their own cute little command tactics, which I'm not getting into. We have a librarian in Phobos armor, 91 to 156. Killing me, guys. A librarian Terminator armor, with level 1, 88 points, to level 4, 153. Kind of. I don't know. Look, and then we have a chaplain. He's also a character as well, and he's not elites, but this book will allow you to play characters or whatever the freaking called commanders. He's 74 to 139, depending on the level. A captain in Terminator armor, same thing, 80 to 145. Then we get to the troops. Okay, and this is where I bitch. Okay, in the Dark Imperium, I think is what it's called, you get Hellblasters, Intercessors, the other guys, the Flying Guys. Let's see, is that it? You get the Flying Guys. You get the Intercessors, and the Reavers. You get four different types, and only two make it into Kill Team, okay? But Shadow Spear comes out, and there's three things in there, not including the characters that I just read over, because each one of those is in that box too. But here we go, we get an Infiltrator, which those are your regular guys. Kind of look like weird looking, but they're neat. They look like Space Marines, kind of match between scouts and such. All the regular Space Marine stats you can mount. They're coming with Bolt Carbine, Bolt Pistol, Frag Grenades, and Crack Grenades. One Infiltrator in your kill team can be an Infiltrator Helix Adept. And one can be a Sergeant. So we got Transhuman Physiology. They shall know no fear. They have a concealed position. When you set this model up during deployment, it can be set up anywhere on the battlefield that is more than 9 inches from any deployment, from 9 inches from any enemy deployment zone. That's not reserves, that's during placement. So that's pretty cool. Every models that are set up on the battlefield from this reserve can't be set up within 7 inches of this model. And that is the Omni Scrambler, and I believe it's on the Helix. Maybe not. I don't know. Now, these guys, they're pretty cool. I mean, not bad at all. You got the name Infiltrator. I thought they were Vanguard when I was asking people if they had any. Next up, we have Suppressors. All I can say is that these guys have grab chutes, and they fly. Now, they're not jump pack. I don't think grab chute falling down damage is possible. Will it be locked and landed, bringing down enemy model? This model is armed with an accelerator, autocannon, bolt pistol, frag grenades, and crack grenades. One can be a sergeant. So, yes, they can fly. They have grab chutes, but they don't have jump packs. Weird. Okay. Well, anyway, these are your normal stats except for 12 movement, and they fly. And they come with a They come with. Oh my god, just look at Accelerate Autocannon. We'll jump to that right now. We'll get that out of the way. And we'll also look at the Bolt Carbine. I think the Bolt Carbine's a regular thing that's available. Anyway. Accelerator Autocannon. 48 inches. Heavy 2. Strength 7. Negative 2 AP with 2 damage. And if this weapon inflicts any damage on any model until the end of the battle round, that model and any models and any enemy models within 2 inches of that model can't make shooting attacks. It become a little bastard thing right there. I like it. Gotta have one from my Dark Blood Angels. I'm gonna have one from my Night Lords. These got the whole thing, and we all know about grab shoes. They don't suffer damage. So kind of weird that in their layout, you know, it says grab suits, pressure, primaris, fly, phobos, infantry. You know, no jump packs. It's kind of weird, but they are on flying bases, and of course they say fly. Next up, we have the grown-up Primaris version of the Scout, and that is Eliminator. All the same stats. Remember, all your Primaris have 2 wounds. So right now, I don't see a lot of people running a lot of regular Marines with their stuff. It's all or nothing. That's what I think we're looking at. But anyway, these guys are armed with a bolt sniper rifle, bolt pistol, frag grenades, crack grenades. One eliminator in your kill team can be the sergeant. Now, we will go to the bolt sniper rifle. Okay, it's a model firing the bolt sniper rifle. does not suffer penalties to hit for being targeted at long range. In addition, when attacking with this weapon, choose one of the profiles below. Yeah, well, right now, it's got profiles. Executioner round, mortise round, and hyperfrag, all are 36 inches. Executioner round, heavy 1. Mortise round, heavy 1. Hyperfrag round, D3. Heavy D3. Strength, all of them is 4. AP on the executioner round, negative 2. Mortise round, negative 1. No AP in the hyperfrag. No special thing with the hyperfrag. But with the executioner round, if you make a roll of a 6+ for this weapon that inflicts a mortal wound in addition, this does in addition a mortal wound as well. Okay? Then we got the mortise round. Add two to hit rolls made for this weapon. In addition, this weapon can target models that are not visible to the bearer. If the target is not visible to the bearer, a 6 is required for the successful hit roll. Irrespective of the firing model's ballistic skills or any modifier. It's kind of like a Tawa gun turret, if you're asking me. But these guys got a little bit more than that. We're not even on to everything. They have regular transhuman physiology and the no-show fear. Oh my god, get through with that. Okay, they have camo cloaks. When an opponent makes a hit roll for shooting attack, the target is this model, and the model is obscured, that hit roll suffers an additional negative 1. Pretty cool. I really like the camo cloaks, and even on the Gaunt Ghost ones that they put out, that no one can get the cards for, even if you have the old models, but I think every single one of them should have camo cloaks, because they have them. And they should have the straight silver. Just give them all a +1 attack when they're... Okay, anyway, I'm done. Concealed positions these guys have. When you set this model during deployment, it can be set up anywhere in the battlefield that is more than 9 inches away from deployment. So we're getting a little bit of board control, really, with the Space Marines. With the the Primarises. Now we have Terminators. Whew. Yep, they have 2+ armor save with 5+ ward save, 2 wounds, 2 attacks, except for the Terminator Sergeant, 3 attacks. This model is armed with Power Fist and Storm Bolter. Up to 2 Terminators in your kill team can be gunners, and 1 Terminator can be a Sergeant. A Terminator Sergeant is armed with Power Sword and Storm Bolter. I could go through all this. Terminator Gunner replaces Power Fist with a Chain Fist. Where did I see that? Oh, I think it's in the whatchamacallit. Oh, I'll get back to it. I'll just get back to it. Okay. But our Terminator's in the thing. We also have a little couple extra things. A Space Wolf Terminator, Gunner, or Sergeant may replace your Power Fist with a Power Sword with Lightning Claw, Power Axe, Power Maw, Power Sword, Storm Shield, or Thunder Hammer. A Space Wolf Terminator, or Gunner, or Terminator Sergeant may replace your Storm Bolter with a Combi Flamer, Combi Melted, Combi Plasma, or one of the Terminator weapons on page 42. Now we got, they're not the only ones with special one. Dark Angels. Terminator Gunner may replace your Storm Bolter with a Plasma Cannon. Yep, Terminators. Now they're coming out. Wait till I get to the points. Now this is what kills me. Holy crap. Veteran. Okay, movement 6, 3 weapon, 3 ballistic skill, strength toughness 4, 1 wound, 2 attacks, on most of them except the sergeant, 3+ save. Stern Guard Veteran, Vanguard Veteran, and Company, those two have no max. Company Veteran has 4. Stern Guard, you're going to have 2, and 1 sergeant, or 1 Stern Guard, 1 Veteran, 1 sergeant. Okay, it's armed with a whole bunch of things, but you have a lot of different freaking weapon things you can choose from. I mean, up to the fact is, it's really long to read. I'll just pick one random. A company veteran may exchange their chainsaw for a bolt gun, or one of the items from the combi special weapons, pistols, or melee weapons on 42. I mean, you can really customize a character. For my Blood Angels, I'm going to try and... I'm going to use my Astaroth the Grim as my command leader, so I'm going to kind of make him. But unfortunately, he's only running with one wound compared to all the other Marines I have there. Like, Weepy, I got two. You suck. Anyway, now we look at war gear options. Let's see. Okay, well, I know in there. One, there it goes. A veteran, Vanguard veteran, or veteran sergeant may be equipped with a junk pack. If they are, their move characteristics increase to 12, and they gain the jump pack and fly keywords. Nice. Let's just go and see how much a jump pack is. We're looking more gear. A jump pack is 6 points. Not horribly that bad. But it allows you, you know, for people that want to have a jump pack guy in their list. And, I mean, I know a lot of Blood Angels that would, and probably some White Scars that, you know, pretty much like to hype. And my veteran is for my Dark Angels, going to have a jump pack. So, we have a very long range weapon. I mean, a ranged weapon list, melee weapon. Then we have war gear list, heavy weapons, terminate. I mean, wow, guys. But here's the points we're running at. Eliminator, 18. Sergeant, 19. Infiltrator, 17. Helix, Adept, or Sergeant, 18. Stern Guard Veteran, 13. All the Veterans, 13 points. Except Gunners, all the way to the Veteran, Stern Guard, Sergeant, all those are 14 points. Suppressor, running at 20 points or 30 points for one of the Fly Guys. Terminator, yeah, this is 25 points. Ouch! Terminator Gunner, 26. And Terminator Sergeant, 27. This does not include weapons. I mean, the big one here is the Thunderhammer, rolling at 8 points. And then it's got a Combat Shield, that's a 13. I mean, if you want to run that combo. I don't know, yeah. So it's a 13 points just to have that guy run around. Now, it kind of, I don't know what I feel about that. I think we got some stuff left behind for some of the Space Marine chapters, especially Primaris, because, well, you know what, who's going to play the old crap? I mean, yeah, I play a Terminator, but you know what's freaking silly? Okay? I'm getting the contrast paints, and I'm going to be going over there. Over those, I got a couple Space Wolves. I'm going to do a whole command roster of Blood Angels, minus the guys I already have painted that I'm going to use. But, so I'll go over that after I get them and paint it and put them up, see people can see the contrast paints. I watched the video and it looked freaking cool, so hopefully it is. But, my Space Wolves, okay? I got 5 Reavers, I got 3 Intercessors. Okay, well, it'd be nice to have a guy in case I am playing a thing where I can have a librarian, which I'm going to use in the Zhao Stormcaller. But I had put him on a big rocky base just so he looked snazzy. Even when, he's a freaking beautiful model, you know. But when next to a freaking Primaris, he looks like a punk and not built up. I bought the Primaris Captain from the Wolf and Claw, I think that is, Wolf and Fang. So we'll go to him. I don't know who he is, but here's what I'm doing for my Terminator. I have that one dude on the Thunder Wolf. And I put him on a 50mm round lip base with some rocks and stuff. Glued him on there. Weird. So he's a little bit bigger than what he should be on Terminator, but there's nothing I can do. The footprint and leg strides of the Thunder Wolf are different things. But he's going to be my Terminator because I don't have my Thunder Wolf cavalry like I thought I would. So I'm working on that. He's going to be my Terminator, Storm Shield, Power Axe is what he'll have because that's what the model's equipped with, and it's just going to be that much simpler. And he's just going to be really my hand-to-hand dude out there. You know, maybe I'll give him, make him a zealot. But I do have a weird story with all my Space Wolves. The kill team is made up of basically every wolf model in there, minus probably the Zhao Stormcaller, unless I call them something else. Every single one of them, are going to be lone wolves. They've lost their pack to the last man of the group. Then they pulled together and they found out, you know, I can go get revenge and do this and blah, blah, blah. Stay on this planet until I die and do my death grip or whatever it is. Or I could join this group of like brothers, which we are lone wolves, working in secret operative conditions, succeeding to make our battle brothers, you know, succeed in their main fight and helping them out. So I was just like, it's kind of cool. I don't know. I'm just a dork. But all my guys in my head are lone wolves. Well, anyway, that's it. Got some contrast paints. We'll go over scenarios pretty soon. Malifaux's coming out pretty quick. I'm bummed about that. It's like $34 for the book. And that's not what I'm bummed about. I'm bummed about the $19 price tag for each faction pack. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, that's Sean. Why are you bitching? You only have to get the... I have everything. Okay? I have everything. So, this is a big investment for myself. I have all the gear, Guild minus Hoffman. I have all the Rezzers minus McMorning. I have all the Gremlins except Cemetery Jones. I have all the Outcasts except for Leviticus. I have all the Neverborn except for Pandora. So, I mean, you see what I'm saying? I'm coming out. Well, I have to buy friggin' everything. Probably gonna make my purchase on the... Hopefully they throw some cool shit you can get for free when you order on their release day from Gen Con. We'll see from there. And if it's kind of, I have no need for it, I'll put it up for a contest to see if anyone wants to do it. Do up some contrast paints, talk about them next. I'm going to talk about Train and Train boards, exclusively for skirmish games, such as Malifaux, Vanguard, or Kill Team. I mean, that's a... It's pretty cool, and, you know, playing on a really nice freaking board makes all the difference in the world, man. And I'm going to leave you with that, and I want you to remember, you can get a hold of me at SeanHammer9@yahoo.com. Check out my Facebook page, like the Sean Hammer site. A lot of times, the people on my Facebook that like the site are the ones that always get put in the drawings. And someone, it was funny, they posted that they got this random 25... anniversary Space Marine figure added to him, and they don't know what happened because you won my lottery, baby. So there you go. And remember, you know, big thing though too, with all the games changing, picking up new games, new stuff coming in, relax, have fun, or just stop playing the game. Bye.